Under federal law, people subject to relief from abuse orders cannot possess firearms. Governor Peter Shumlin is promoting legislative changes to guarantee secure lockup of confiscated weapons across Vermont. Washington County Sheriff Sam Hill serves on the Vermont Domestic Violence Task Force and the Domestic Violence Death Fatality Review Commission. Hill notes that part of the problem is that the smaller departments in Vermont do not have the storage capacity needed to deal with the firearms that are being collected.
In the areas where people receive an abuse prevention order and the judge has ordered that they relinquish their firearms to the servant agency, those agencies are finding it hard to find the storage space for those weapons. And also the responsibility for having those weapons. For instance, we took about 10 to 15 firearms from a gentleman on an abuse prevention order, and he was a collector, and those weapons were worth about $45,000. So it's not only having the storage space, but having an appropriate storage space that is climate controlled so that when the order expires, if that person's eligible to receive their weapons back, that they're in the same condition as when we took them.
During the last legislative session, Vermont House Representative Democrat Linda Waite Simpson of Essex Junction was unsuccessful in her efforts to pass legislation that would have created a repository for the confiscated firearms.
Oftentimes, the sheriffs will be in a quandary. They've been ordered to do this by the courts. They take them. They have no place to keep them. So they try to find a relative who will hold on to them until the order expires. The problem with that is that they often end up right back in the hands of the person who's not supposed to have them. What we're doing is trying to make sure that we have the landscape in place to make it safe for victims of domestic violence.
Waite Simpson says the governor's proposal includes a loan fund for sheriffs that may need to find or renovate spaces.
We will be setting up a fee that the gun owner will have to pay during this relief from abuse order, and then when the judge lifts the order, they can get their guns back.
Vermont Network Against Domestic and Sexual Violence Executive Director Karen Tronsgaard-Scott notes that data from other states with policies for storage of confiscated firearms indicate a substantial reduction in domestic violence homicide rates.
What we do know from the Domestic Violence Fatality Review Commission reports that over the course of the last 16 years, more than 50% of domestic violence homicides in Vermont were committed with a firearm. In many of those situations, the gun was removed, but then the perpetrator was able to gain access to a firearm. We know from national studies that there's a direct relationship between the risk for domestic violence homicide and the presence of a firearm in the possession of an abusive partner.
The Shumlin administration wants to create a $75,000 revolving loan fund to assist with formation of the storage facilities. Revenues from storage fees and sales of the guns, if the fees are not paid, would be used to repay the loans. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.